Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for rain with a high of 54. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has announced the recipients of the 2022 Community Impact Grants. 15 applications for the grant were received this year for $25,023 in requested funds, and $6,000 was awarded to 7 applicants. The Wayne City Saddle Club will receive $1,450 for bleacher and groundwork. $1,000 recipients include the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce for American Flags, North Wayne EMS for mapping assistance for 911 calls, and Trail Life USA for a Hit the Trail program. Wayne City Ruritans will receive $600 for a celebration of flags. The Wayne County Saddle Club will receive $500 for groundwork, and the Bedford Township Fire Protection District will receive $450 for security cameras. A full list of recipients can be found on our headlines page. The goal of the program is to partner with local groups and individuals on projects with a long-term impact in the community. This is the 8th year of the project, and almost $47,000 in grants have been awarded. More news next.
Possibilities are all around us. We see potential in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action. Together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
In other news, 49-year-old Fairfield resident John E. Luther was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Monday. He pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of theft between $500 and $10,000. He was sentenced to 2 years probation, and a separate count and case were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay $1,376 in fines, court costs, and restitution. 31-year-old Carmi resident Ashley M. Bebow pleaded guilty to a count of criminal trespass to a vehicle, a Class A misdemeanor. She was sentenced to 1 year probation, a separate count was dismissed, and she was ordered to pay $1,324 in fines and court costs. 25-year-old Sisney resident Cheyenne N. Heldenbrand pleaded guilty to a count of battery, a Class A misdemeanor. She was sentenced to 1 year reporting supervision and time served, and she was ordered to pay $824 in fines and court costs. 24-year-old Belleville resident Jonathan A. Kaiser pleaded guilty to a count of unlawful display of a license plate, a Class A misdemeanor. He was sentenced to 1 year supervision. A separate case was dismissed, and he was ordered to pay $764 in fines and court costs. Hamilton Memorial Hospital District has updated its visitor policy, effective yesterday. No restrictions, be it age limitation or number of visitors, are in place for medical-surgical inpatients not under isolation precautions, ER or surgery patients, special comfort care situations, and clinics. Isolated inpatients may not receive visitors, but people are encouraged to use electronic devices and apps to connect with them. Upon admission to HMHD, patients will receive guidance on when visitation could be restricted, including if it would interfere with the care of a patient, if the patient is undergoing care interventions, if an infection control issue arises, if the patient needs rest, private, disruptive, or violent behavior, or an existing court order. Visitors must check in at the front desk and follow instructions, complete a health questionnaire and temperature check, wear a mask at all times, limit going in and out of care areas and the building, and not stay or wait in a public space unless asked to do so by a care team. More information can be found at hmhospital.org. The West Salem Development Association will hold the town's annual Easter egg hunt on April 13th at 11 a.m. on the West Salem Square. The event will be for ages 8 and under, and children should bring their own baskets. The event is sponsored by the First National Bank of Allendale, with locations in Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Carmi. The Fairfield City Council met last night and tabled the vote on a potential business district. Another vote could be scheduled in June, within 90 days of the public hearing held on the matter before the March 8th council meeting. With the delay, should the district be approved later this year, the 1% sales tax increase wouldn't take effect until next year. In public comments, Cindy Grimes again requested a no vote on the tax increase, and Doug Wilson and Marjorie Jordan spoke in favor of the district. Alderman Tyler Lampley initially motioned to vote on the matter last night, but that motion died for lack of a second. Alderman Gary Moore then motioned to table the matter for a year, saying it isn't the right time to increase taxes. That motion was seconded by Alderman Dewey Eckleberry, but it failed on a 3-4 vote. Aldermen Moore, Eckleberry, and Jerry Lisenby voted yes, and Alderman Lampley, Clifford Reaver, Cody Atterbury, and Terry Stahl voted no. Alderman Eugene McGill was absent. Atterbury then motioned to vote again within 90 days of the public hearing, and that motion passed 4-3 with the same voting blocks. In miscellaneous comments following the vote, Moore clarified his position, saying he isn't against businesses, but the district would overlap with TIF. He said only a few businesses have requested TIF funds since he has been on that committee, and if TIF weren't in place, he would support the district 100%. However, he said this is not the right time for a tax increase, and it's a business owner's responsibility for repair and upkeep. He mentioned in-county competition for some businesses, like Kincaid's, as a reason to be against the tax increase. He and Lampley called on businesses to request TIF funds in the interim, with Lampley saying tools are available to move Fairfield forward, even if the council is split on this matter. Mayor Mike Dreith responded to a Moore claim that the district was like Obamacare in that some want it passed without having the finer details nailed down, including how funds would be distributed. The mayor said he thought they had been clear a group of business owners would sit on a committee and make recommendations to the full council for approval, similar to the Zoning Board of Appeals. He expressed some disappointment that no resolution was reached, but he said he still feels the district is a great opportunity. In other action at last night's council meeting, aldermen approved an agreement with IDNR for $450 annually for gas and waterline easements through Atkinson Forest. They also approved the sale of approximately $66,400 in tools and excess inventory to Wayne White, and they approved the sale of used air packs to the Strasburg Fire Protection District. About 10 units will be sold for $100 each. In his report last night, Mayor Dreith said the USDA and NRCS report they are close in submitting a preliminary investigation feasibility report on flooding problems along Johnson Creek in Fairfield. Early data indicates 55% of the watershed, or about 3,200 acres, is now residential property. He said in February, FEMA had revised the flooding risk map along the creek. The mayor said the water treatment plant has hired 31-year-old Jonathan Fuller, who currently works at the Mount Vernon Sewer Department. He is a graduate of Wayne City High School and Wren Lake College, and he'll start for the city of Fairfield on April 4th. He also said the council will meet in special session on April 7th to discuss personnel matters, and the meeting will immediately go into closed session upon being called to order. May 21st is the test date for the new police eligibility list, as the current list has been exhausted. The municipal court had 13 cases yesterday. Two citations for unkempt properties were continued until May 24th, and two were continued until April 26th. Two residents were fined $75 for inoperable vehicles. Two nuisance properties had paid their fines prior to court. Two properties were found guilty but not fined because of compliance. Two properties were cited for $250 in fines and court costs, and one person was fined $175 for an inoperable vehicle. Illinois State Police have canceled their endangered missing person advisory for 72-year-old Olivia Salinick. ISP says she has been located and is safe. The IDPH reported no new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne, Edwards, Hamilton, Marion, Clay, Richland, and Lawrence counties yesterday. Wabash County added 3 cases on the state website, and White and Jefferson counties added 1. As a state, Illinois announced 1,442 new cases and 44 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,057,078 cases and 33,260 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1.6% on the 19th, unchanged from the 18th. Governor J.B. Pritzker says state officials are closely monitoring the new Omicron BA2 subvariant. While it is a concern, he says it doesn't seem to be having a massive effect in Illinois, but the state is preparing for another possible wave.
It's estimated that about 25% of current cases in Illinois are from that BA2 Omicron variant. And although that percentage has been steadily rising, we have not seen a commensurate rise in cases or hospitalizations. We have more than 1.5 million rapid tests on hand, with a 500,000 more on the way in the coming weeks. I'm also calling on all schools to consider their current testing capacity and make sure that they're prepared with a strong testing plan in place if we experience another surge.
The BA2 variant was first confirmed in Illinois in January, and it's said to be 30 to 50% more transmissible than the original Omicron strain. Lawmakers are working on the state budget earlier than normal this year, leaving them with a bit less information than usual. When crafting a budget in May, state income tax information is known because of the April income tax deadline. This year, House Democrat Greg Harris says they aren't as certain about how the state is doing or about future trouble spots for the economy.
No one anticipated we were going to have the war in the Ukraine. And you're beginning to see already signs that this could have really negative effects on the economy. You know, increase in gas prices. You're seeing major drops in the stock market, and that has significant effects on capital gains taxes. It has significant effects on corporate income taxes. We're starting to see potential softening in sales taxes. As families are starting to have to make decisions.
Budget discussions were moved up because of the June primary election. The Illinois Supreme Court is aiming to further the use of remote proceedings. Kim Howard reports.
Courts across the state remained open during the COVID-19 outbreak, thanks to the use of virtual hearings. Chief Justice Ann Burke says this has really been beneficial.
The coronavirus was not the challenge we all wanted, but it was surely the challenge that we needed to bring the judicial branch into a new era of technological advances that have increased our efficiency, our ability to provide equal justice to all, and to do it all so safely. The expansion of technology during the pandemic by the judicial branch has allowed many local jurisdictions to install and enhance their technology systems locally. This has permitted local judges to conduct remote and hybrid proceedings, enable justice stakeholders and court users to appear either in person or remotely.
A new task force will review the current use of virtual technology for any areas of improvement and possible policy changes. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
8 providers with 50 years combined experience, 6 locations. Wabash General Hospital makes it easy for you to choose your own care. Get award-winning orthopedic care when and where you need it with no referral necessary. Learn more about the Wabash General Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Team by calling Wabash General Hospital at 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 55 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 34,511, down 296. The NASDAQ is at 14,075, down 32.8. The current price of crude oil is $104.76. That's up 1 penny since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Fairfield resident Ruby Mae Williams died on Friday. Ruby Williams is survived by children Lita, Edward, Dennis, Dinah, Regina, and Myrna, 11 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. No services are planned. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Fairfield resident Roland David Morris died on Sunday. Services will be Thursday at 10 at the Fairfield CP Church. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 49-year-old Flora resident Dale Nicholson died on Saturday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Frank & Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and interment will be in Elmwood Cemetery. 75-year-old Mount Airy resident Robert E. Porterfield died on Sunday. Services will be Saturday at 10:30 at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in McKendree Cemetery. 92-year-old Norris City resident John Robert Williams died on Friday. Services will be Thursday at 11 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 9 to service time, and today from 4 to 6. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. NBA action from last night. Bucks beat the Bulls 126-98. Magic get by the Warriors 94-90. Hawks top the Knicks 117-111. And the Nuggets beat the Clippers 127-115. In the NHL, Blues over the Capitals 5-2. Devils top the Rangers 7-4. Penguins 5, Blue Jackets 1. Hurricanes over the Lightning 3-2. Red Wings 6, Flyers 3. Islanders blank the Senators 3-0. Jets top the Golden Knights 4-0. Stars get by the Oilers 5-3. Sharks 4, Flames 3. Kraken over the Coyotes 4-2. And the Kings beat the Predators 6-1. In Major League Baseball spring training action yesterday, Cardinals top the Marlins 4-3. Cubs and Mariners tie at 5. White Sox get by the Brewers 4-3. Reds 10, Dodgers 8. Royals over the A's 5-3. Guardians beat the Padres 6-1. Angels 7, Rockies 4. Rangers over the Diamondbacks 4-1. Orioles get by the Pirates 10-9. Red Sox beat the Rays 4-2. Phillies 7, Tigers 2. Braves blank the Twins 4-0. Blue Jays over the Yankees 9-2. And the Mets beat the Astros 2-0. Major League Baseball and the Players Association have made a few rule tweaks ahead of the 2022 season. ESPN reports the sides agreed to three main changes: expanded rosters, automatic runners on second base during extra innings, and pitchers being able to stay in games as designated hitters. Rosters will be expanded to 28 players through May 1st, and the use of extra inning runners will occur only during the regular season. The pitcher rule applies to pitchers who are listed as the DH and can remain in the game as a batter even after they're pulled from the mound. The top-ranked female tennis player in the world has announced her retirement. Ashley Barty posted on social media Tuesday that she is stepping away from the court. The announcement comes just months after Barty won the Australian Open. The 25-year-old had set atop the WTA rankings for 114 consecutive weeks before the news rocked the tennis world. Mike Tirico is headed to NBC's Sunday Night Football. The veteran broadcaster will take over for Al Michaels, who is expected to join Amazon for Thursday Night Football. Tirico will join forces with Chris Collinsworth as the shuffle of broadcasters in the NFL continues. ESPN recently hired longtime Fox broadcasters Joe Buck and Troy Aikman away to cover Monday Night Football for the network. And the road to the Elite Eight and eventually the Final Four starts Thursday as the Sweet 16 gets underway in the NCAA tournament. Plenty of great action on tap Thursday as second seed Duke battles 3-seed Texas Tech and 1-seed Gonzaga faces 4-seed Arkansas, among other highlights. On Friday, the 15-seed darling St. Peter's will look to keep chasing the dream as they face the 3-seed Purdue Boilermakers. Among other action on Friday, 4-seed UCLA battles 8-seed North Carolina. Here's the schedule for today, and of course this is weather permitting. In high school baseball, FCHS is at home against Waltonville Cesar Vallier. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com beginning at 4:30 p.m. Cisney is at Weber in other high school baseball action today. In high school softball, FCHS is at home against Waltonville. In high school track, the FCHS girls run at Olney Richland County. NBA action tonight has the Pacers at home against the Kings, Knicks at the Hornets, Hawks at the Pistons, Jazz at the Celtics, Warriors at the Heat, Nets at the Grizzlies, Suns at the Timberwolves, Magic at the Thunder, Rockets at the Mavericks, 76ers at the Lakers, and the Spurs at the Trailblazers. In the NHL, Blackhawks at the Ducks, Devils at the Maple Leafs, Penguins at the Sabres, and the Canucks at the Avalanche. In Major League Baseball spring training action, the Cardinals are at the Astros, Cubs host the A's, White Sox at the Rangers, Guardians at the Dodgers, Diamondbacks at the Giants, Royals at the Rockies, Angels at the Padres, Brewers at the Reds, Pirates at the Tigers, Twins at the Red Sox, Blue Jays at the Phillies, Rays at the Braves, Nationals at the Marlins, and the Orioles at the Yankees. That is a Wednesday check of sports.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for a 50% chance of rain before 1 p.m. Cloudy, with temperatures rising to around 54 by 9, then falling to 49 through the remainder of the day. Overnight tonight, a 20% chance of rain with cloudy skies and a low near 40. Tomorrow's calling for a 40% chance of rain with a high near 47, and overnight tomorrow night mostly cloudy with a low near 37.
The daytime is classic here at the Classic Hit Station, WFIW 104.9 FM, online and on your mobile device at WFIWradio.com.
Hi, my name is Takia, and a little thing that I love about the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is when I take a bite, it's the perfect